nandito sa ating harapan ngayon ang dalawa nating makakasama ng live, ang isang Filipino-Australian, si Eric Fortaleza, at ang naging kasali sa X Factor at The Voice na si Michael Duchesne. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Anne. How are you?
Good, thanks. And good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
It's nice to have you in our program this morning.
Thank you so much for inviting us. Thank you.
Now I'm doubting why you didn't win The Voice and X Factor.
Me too. I always doubt that.
Yeah, Michael, you were part of the X Factor and The Voice, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And now you've been friends with this Filipino-Australian guy.
I'm sort of more like a leech than a friend.
What happened after X Factor and The Voice?
Oh, goodness. I was just checking my phone, actually. It's been 4 years since The Voice, since I sang the last song on The Voice today.
So it's your anniversary.
I guess so, yeah. And I met Eric shortly after. We're sort of, you know, we're both living in Western Sydney, and and we just sort of stumbled across each other at a South African function, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, it was actually a charity event, remember?
Yeah.
And we had a lot of mutual friends, and I was a bit surprised that we haven't seen each other. We didn't meet, you know, until that moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Since then, you've been friends and hanging around with your guitar?
Yeah, well, like we sort of had the same energy and the same connection. We loved the same kind of music and had the same drive. And I think that's what even today made us, you know, keep going. And we were part of so many different things, so many different projects.
Mm.
And like the one that we're actually doing now at West. And I don't know, I think I found the guy that I think I want to play with the rest of my life with.
Oh, wow. It's like a match made in the West.
Okay.
Yeah, it worked out nicely because there's a lot of talent in the West as well. We soon came to discover.
And Eric isn't just the Filipino-Australian that you've met, I suppose.
No, there's a lot, actually. Another singer that we know of, Glenn LaManta, also from the West, a brilliant singer and piano player.
And he was
player.
Supposed to be here, isn't it?
He's watching a movie, I think. So I think if you can hear this, he's watching.
Our drummer is also a Filipino from the West.
Yeah, Dom Cabrera, who's actually helped, we actually spearheaded this idea of the West sessions. And he's actually, we've known, you know, we have family friends, of course, being Filipino out in Blacktown. But we met properly working full-time music. And it's just good to see a Filipino, like, you know, you always try to relate to someone. You always try to do it because that's the only way you can hook on and hold on and try to make sense.
And play music.
Exactly, yeah. And it's good to see someone like him that came from the same roots and the same ideas and the same family background. And even out West, which is good.
I suppose, Michael, you've realized that Filipinos are very musical.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. I actually remember I went to Patrician Brothers in Blacktown, and Glenn LaManta, who's the singer playing keys, he was 2 or 3 years below me. And I always remember I was playing a tune, getting ready for my HSC, and Glenn, this young boy, walks over and he says, "No, man, that's not how you play it." And he sat down and he completely schooled me.
And it's a good thing to be with him.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And you mentioned West Session. This will be held at the Blacktown Arts Centre.
Blacktown Arts Centre. It's we're trying to do it every third Wednesday of the month. And the first launch is this Wednesday at Blacktown Arts Centre. It's free entry. If you don't know where it is, Google it, Blacktown Arts Centre, and we're on Facebook, West Sessions. Pretty much the idea of West Sessions was, like I said, was driving home from a gig one day, and Dom Carrera gives me a ring, and I give him a ring, and we start talking about, we've enjoyed success and been rewarded with great opportunities, especially in the music industry, around the city, playing for different artists that signed with Sony, people from The Voice like Mike, people from different parts of the music industry, especially out in the city. But the one thing that Dom and I realized was sometimes it's hard to invite our Filipino friends because they work 9 to 5. It's hard to invite them out on a Friday night because that's our day off. That's our work nights. And their day offs, our day offs are during the day. Like now, it's like, you know, I can do
it's
it.
It's their day off, yeah.
Yeah, but tonight, we're working. But anyway, we started realizing Blacktown has so many amazing musicians.
Mm.
You know, so many amazing cultures, different cultures, Filipinos, Islanders, Vietnamese, a mix
Africans,
of... Africans, yeah. Africa is exactly. And we always wanted to find a way to give back to that, because Dom and I grew up, Mike grew up out west, Glenn grew up out west, and most of the musicians playing for the West Sessions grew up out west. We wanted to find a way to give back. And I think that's our opportunity to, you know, Blacktown Arts Center, Maria from Blacktown Arts Center really supported the idea and helped us out and to start a night like this that's for the West, for the musicians out West. It's free entry. It's at 6 p.m., but it's on the whole night. We'll try to finish before people have to sleep for work the next day. It's a Wednesday night, but we try to make it early. But what I'm excited about is just that opportunity for every different culture to meet. Mm-hmm. Every different culture. Filipinos having their backgrounds. They love singing. They love playing guitar. They love singing karaoke. They love the magic mic. They love all of that stuff. And the Africans with their, you know, they have different cultures as well, you know, that they like to introduce. And the idea is to connect because Blacktown is so diverse already.
Diverse, yeah. You're talking about Dom Cabrera. He's the drummer for Delta, Goodrum, and Cyrus, isn't it?
Yeah, he's I think, going on tour in the Philippines in a couple months with Cyrus.
Oh, wow.
Don't quote me on that. Oh, maybe if that's...
A spoiler.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just guessing. But yeah, he's very successful as well in his field as a drummer. He's played for many different Sony signed artists. And I think he played for... I'm not going to remember any because he's played for so many different artists.
Yeah.
Especially when there's a Filipino artist that goes here.
Yeah.
Normally he'd be the first call.
Okay. You know? And you've been best playing for Nathaniel from...
Yeah. Like if you check out Nathaniel's music video, Live Louder.
You're there.
I'm there in the background somewhere.
Yeah. Hidden. And of course, Michael was in The Voice and X Factor. Having known these guys for 4 years... Is it?
Yeah, thereabouts, yeah.
Yeah.
Did she know that?
He mentioned it a while ago.
Okay,
right, yeah.
Right.
What do you think of the Filipino artistry and music?
Oh, it's amazing. The Filipinos are just all over it. It's always been that way since as long as I can remember. Just I've always associated Filipinos with amazing musical talent and basketball players.
And boxing.
Yeah. But always in the music department, there's always been that association for me of just, you know, amazing, amazing talent and so consistent, you know, completely dedicated to the craft and, you know, amazing, you know, on every instrument I can think of, I know an amazing philo player.
Is Eric playing or doing some gigs with you?
Yeah, we play together all the time. Eric plays in my band. Playing my originals.
Which band is it?
Just my original music, just Michael
DeShane band.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I play in Eric's band. I sing in Eric's band.
Which is the Mogadishu?
The Mogadishu family band. Yeah. Thanks, Mike. Yeah, we all just play for each other. I think that's the only way we try to connect and try to always, you know, help each other out.
And the Blacktown... The West Session is going to be happening this coming Wednesday?
This coming Wednesday.
And up to when is it?
So we'll try to finish around 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because it's a work night and we want to invite as many people as we can. But it's close to home, people in Blacktown. So
yeah.
if you do finish at 10, you can still go home, get enough sleep and then be up by 8 or 7:30 for work.
And if it's good music, it's worth it.
Yeah, it's really interesting and it's really good because the point of it was as well, it's an invite to all musicians, not just musicians, music lovers and people that enjoy music because it's pretty much a jam session. It's their chance to get up and play with people that have played with Delta Goodrum, play for someone like Mike, or play for with me.
Someone to be proud of as a Filipino,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's their chance to make their mark and create and you know, impress and network and meet people and share music.
And the first one is going to be this Wednesday, and it will run until when?
So we're trying to, right now we have it until August, but we're trying to push it for it to happen every month. But right now, you know, we're starting it off. We'll see what the turnout is, and we can keep going if the community responds really well to it.
Yeah. Michael DeShane and Eric Fortaleza. What a wonderful word and a wonderful music and song to end our program. Thank you very much, Eric, and thank you very much, Michael, for joining us at SBS Filipino.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
Pleasure. Thank you for having us.
We'll hear more from you when you perform at the Blacktown Arts Center
on
Wednesday.
Yes, please. Thank you.
SBS Filipino. Sa radio, online, at mobile.